Kate Smith Show, a special rebroadcast for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen of the United Nations. Now, here's Kate Smith.
As I rise, I can try to imagine you are here, but only dreams bring you near. Oh, good night. After I close my eyes, review each one, recalling just how you said, darling, I'm yours forever. Good night. With a heart full of love, I'll dim the light and dream you're holding me tight.
Here in Hollywood, we've discovered a very popular young group of singers. We think they're so good that we want to introduce them to the rest of the country, the Thrasher Sisters.
Got a guy, and he's always late.
What you do
anytime we have a date?
Do you love him?
Do, 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 do. Yes, I love him.
You do.
I'm gonna walk right up to his gate.
What you do?
I'm gonna see if I can get it straight.
'Cause I want him.
I'm gonna ask him.
Is you with, is you ain't my baby?
Hey, you acting lazy, make me doubt. Put me out.
You is still my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out.
Well, a man is sure a creature that has always been strange.
Hey, when you're sure of one, you'll find he's gone, gone may have changed.
Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Baby, baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true?
Do, 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 you and I would be true. Will you be my baby? Will you be my baby? Will you be my baby true?
Is you is or is you ain't my baby? Baby, baby's found somebody new, do.
If my baby's still my baby, I wonder, can I depend on baby?
Maybe baby's found somebody new, do. Or is my baby
still my baby? America Sings with Kate Smith. The newest and the best, the old and the remembered. Tonight you are listening to the Kate Smith Hour across the miles from Hollywood into your living room. And tonight, as soon as we've said goodnight, records of this broadcast will start overseas. As soon as they are delivered, they will be broadcast to our troops by local stations all over the world. These words we speak tonight will be heard shortly in Casablanca and Attu in India. The boys of the Fifth Army will hear it over a Naples station. They'll listen to the words and the songs of home. And so our first song wings its way into the darkness to say hello. And we're thinking about you fellas, and we're sending a song that was carried overseas once before. One that you've sung most of your life. You remember it.
There are smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steal away the teardrops as the sunbeams steal away the dew. There are smiles that have a tender meaning that the eyes of love alone may see. And the smiles that fill my life with sunshine are the smiles that you gave to me.
The old and the remembered. The girls ask for this one. They write and say something like this. My heart is somewhere half a world away right now, and there's a song that seems to say everything a love song should say. Kate, we wish you'd sing it, because it says so well what we'd say to him if he were here. All right, a love song then, old and remembered, and sent overseas to Iran, to Constantine, to Bezra, to China, to all you girls who are young and in love.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by as long as
I remembered. The boys write for this one. The youngest boys in the fleet, in the Air Corps, and the Marines. They write from New Caledonia, from Trinidad and from Panama, from Greenland and French Morocco to say, we've heard the Kate Smith Hour, and how about a song for us? Well, Kate's going to sing one of their favorites now. And believe me, this theme is old and remembered.
Bye, miss your apple pie. Ma, I miss your stew. Ma, they're treating me all right, but they can't cook like you. Oh, Ma, nobody's spoiling me like you used to do. They won't let me stay in bed until noon. At 5:45, they play me a tune. Oh, Ma, I miss your apple pie. And by the way, I miss you too.
It's my firm belief that a good laugh will always go a long way toward cheering people up when times are a little hard. And that accounts for my particular enthusiasm for the story and the star we're going to bring you tonight. The story is an adaptation of a bright new Paramount picture the whole family will enjoy. It's called Standing Room Only. By all means, go and see it some night when you need a mental lift, for it's a good evening's fun. Tonight, we're bringing you a brief version of this picture, and here to appear in it is one of the most popular film stars in the country, the star of Standing Room Only, Mr. Fred McMurray. Nowadays, as I said, nowadays, almost anyone who reads the newspapers will tell you that unless you're a very hardy person who doesn't really need to sleep or eat, this is no time to go to Washington, D.C. Because in that big city today, there is standing room only. But once upon a time, there were two brave people who went anyway. Lee Stevens and his secretary, Jane Rogers. And this is what happened to them.
Now look here. Reservations were made 2 weeks ago for my secretary and me.
I'm sorry, sir. I have no record of your reservations, and I haven't a thing to show you.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Stevens, but I've been to every hotel in town. Did you know there are almost a million people in Washington and housing accommodations for only 150,000?
Yes, I know, Miss Rogers. Well, I don't know what we're going to do tonight. We can't walk the streets in the pouring rain. Better go and get some dinner. That'll kill a few hours. Look, waiter, I'll come right out with it. How much for us to sleep here tonight on a couple of these tables?
Oh, Miss Stewart, it's impossible. If we permitted you to sleep here, very soon all Washington will be sleeping here. Oh, the club is closing now, sir, and your check will be $26.80.
When I happily boarded that train yesterday, that I'd be sleeping tonight under an iron man on an iron horse in a Washington park.
Oh, you've got a terrible cold. Yeah. We better go back to the coffee shop and get another cup of coffee. At least it's dry there.
If the firm didn't need that government contract so much from old man Ritchie, I'd be on the first train out of here.
But you've just got to get it. Everyone in town is counting on you. When Mr. Todd said that no one but you could get Washington to agree to our converting the toy factory to the manufacturer of ordnance.
Yeah, well, I've certainly done a great job so far. I waited in Mr. Ritchie's office all day today and didn't even get it near him.
Oh, don't be discouraged. It takes time. You go down there and wait the first thing in the morning, and I'll find us a place to stay somehow.
Yeah, a woman's confidence is a beautiful thing.
Just the same, I'll find a place. You'll see.
We certainly do need a couple. Can you cook?
Oh, yes.
And I assume your husband is an experienced butler?
Well, I've never had any complaints about him.
When can you start?
Tonight, about 7. There. What did I tell you? Did you ever see a more handsome house?
It certainly doesn't look much like a tourist home to me.
No, that's what I like about it. We have our own entrance over here on the side. Here's the key.
Yes, thanks. Boy, oh boy, there's that rain again.
Hurry.
We just made it in time.
The bedroom is right down the hall. Hope you like it.
I stick bed. Whose room is this, yours or mine?
Well, it's ours.
Ours?
There's a sofa in the front room that I can sleep on.
Oh.
The way you feel with that cold, you better get in bed right away.
Well, hello there. Glad to see you've arrived. How are you, Jane?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mr. Cromwell. Lee, this is Mr. Cromwell.
Oh, hello, Cromwell. I can't tell you how glad I am to get this room.
Well, that's fine. I want you to be happy here.
Oh, we will be.
This is some town. We had an awful time finding a spot.
It's surprising the way things are. Didn't think you'd have any trouble. Both seem desirable.
Yeah, I thought we were passable, too, but that doesn't seem to make any difference. Well, thanks for looking in, Cromwell.
Oh, not at all. By the way, we were planning on having a few people in tomorrow night. I trust you'll be fit.
Pardon?
Oh, nothing elaborate.
Well, I'll try to make it, Cromwell, but don't count on me. I'm getting a little cold, and I imagine I'll be tired.
Oh, well, then perhaps I'd better postpone it until the next night.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Cromwell, but I really can't commit myself that far in advance.
I see. Well, Jane will tell you about things. Breakfast is at 5:45. My wife's in the army.
My apologies to your wife, Cromwell, but I think I'll just get
my young man.
I'll be there, Mr. Cromwell. I like to get up early.
Thank you, Jane. I don't want to seem carping, but I think some of you people are making too good a thing out of this emergency. Time was when the rules were made by the master of the house, and now I bid you good night.
Queer duck, isn't it? But I wasn't expecting meals at this place.
Mr. Stevens.
Yes? What's that buzzer? Miss Rogers, what's that tag that says master bedroom on it?
I think it pops up when somebody wants somebody in the master bedroom.
Yes?
Mr. Stevens, I hope you won't be angry, but it was the only way I could get a room. I saw this ad in the paper for a couple, a cook and a butler, and I thought we might do it for just one night and quit in the morning. You just had to sleep inside with that cold in your room.
Miss Rogers, do you mean to say that I'm a butler? Now, look here. I'm the general manager of the corporation employing 1,700 people. I'm here to put through a contract involving millions, not to wait on that fumbling little soup who was in here a few minutes ago.
Stephen, this is for the war effort. Everyone must make sacrifices. Yeah. You see Mr. Ritchie tomorrow. You quit.
All right. I'll fuddle, but you certainly cooked up a fine mess.
Milk. Oh, this is not right.
Miss Rogers, can you take some dictation before dinner?
Well, I suppose so, if you watch your screens off. So let it burn. I'll use the grocery tag right out.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Dear Mr. Todd, I waited all day again to see Ritchie, but still no luck. You might be interested to know that Fahrenhall from the Lamb Toy Company was waiting there also. He claims he's going to get the contract away from us. He didn't get in to see Ritchie either, but am I going too fast?
No.
He didn't get in to see Ritchie either, but he took Ritchie's secretary out to dinner. I think you should call Senator Peabody and see if he can't suggest some way for me to meet Ritchie socially.
It's burning!
Oh, I'm sorry. We'd better let the work go until after dinner. Miss Rogers, what do you call this scribbling on this pad? Wild hand?
Well, it's kind of a system I use.
A system? You mean to say you don't know shorthand? Well, what about that day you came to my office? You took dictation all right then.
I memorized it.
You memorized it? You weren't a secretary?
Not until you hired me.
Well, how did you get in my office? Where did you come from that day?
The donkey department.
The donkey department?
I glued the tails on.
What?
I was sent up to be fired. I made some mistakes. I got the tails in the wrong place.
So you tricked me into this secretary thing just to keep from getting fired.
No, that isn't true. How?
Well, then why did you do it? I said, why did you do it?
Because I was in love with you.
In love with me?
Yes. It happens even in the donkey department, Mr. Stephen. Matter of fact, that's how I got into trouble. After you came to the factory on an inspection tour, I started putting their tails on their noses.
Oh. That's an interesting effect to have on someone, I must say. You're resourceful anyway, Miss Rogers. I'll say that for you. Anyone can learn shorthand, but they can't learn to be resourceful. I'll get you some books on shorthand tomorrow.
Oh, Stevens, I don't know how to thank you.
I'll tell you something, Miss Stevens. Miss Rogers, if I'd had a good look at you that day, I might not have been so good with the donkeys myself. I suppose this is a little unethical, but you think it'd be all right if I kissed you?
Stevens, I worked so hard at the shorthand.
Oh, Miss Rogers, sure. Shorthand isn't everything.
Oh, dear, they're ringing for dinner.
You'd think they'd be a little more considerate, wouldn't you? Well, let's get to work. Hand me those soup plates.
Oh!
Never mind, we'll start with the salad.
Say, I know it's a little out of order, my barging out into Cromwell's kitchen this way, but I wanted to speak to you about those flapjacks we had for dinner.
Oh, those, we're a little sorry about that.
Yes, you see, we had a little accident with the cream sauce, and I forgot to light the oven under the turkey. Yeah.
Those are the best flapjacks I've had since I was a boy. Wonder if you two would be interested in coming to work for me. My name's Glenn Ritchie.
Ritchie?
Glenn Ritchie. Look, Mr. Ritchie, I'm Lee Stevens, the general manager of the Todd Toy Company. I've been trying to see you for days.
I don't care what sidelines you have. I'm interested in you and your wife as a couple.
Look, Mr. Ritchie, I'm not a butler. I only took this job because I couldn't get a place to sleep on.
Tough, old man, but you like the rooms at my place. Good heat,
Mr. Ritchie,
nice bath, new radio.
But, Mr.
Well,
Ritchie...
Well, come on, hurry up, make up your mind. Take it or leave it, take it or leave it.
Mr. Ritchie, if you'd only listen to me, I am the general manager of the Todd Toy Company.
Now, listen here, will you?
We'll take it.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Yes, nothing like a cold shower to set a man up.
Oh, I'll have to get dressed in a hurry now, though. Our dinner guests will be arriving.
Most of them are here, Mr. Ritchie.
Well, don't sit there. Don't just sit there. Help me get ready. Where are my trousers?
I hid them.
You what?
I hid them. The bedroom door locked, and the key is in my pocket, and it's a four-story jump to the ground.
What's wrong with you?
You and I are going to have a little talk.
Not now. All my guests are waiting. Now, give me those trousers. I can't go down like this. You're a bandit. This is a holdup.
Now, look here, Ritchie. I came to Washington to get a war contract. I've got a toy factory in Lamont, Indiana that can be converted to...
Sorry, I appreciate your ambition, but I've already decided on the factory out there that should have the contract.
Oh, Farrenhall.
No, not Farrenhall. I've seen him every night for the past week. I don't like him. I've been corresponding with a man named Stevens. As a matter of fact, I've decided to give him the contract.
Oh, Mr. Ritchie, I'm Stevens.
Oh, no, not you. My butler, and give me my pants.
I am Lee Stevens. I can prove it. I've got papers right here in my wallet that'll prove it.
Well, if you are Lee Stevens, well, why didn't you say so?
Why didn't I say so?
I don't understand any of this. Why didn't you come to my office in the proper manner?
Because I didn't want the war to end before I got in to see you.
Oh, all right. All right, Stevens, you can have your contract. Now can I have my pants?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Ritchie. Sure you can have your pants. You can even have my shirt.
Will you have a cocktail, please?
Me?
Huh?
Me, I have one.
We got the contract. We got it.
Oh, my dear young lady, all over me.
Oh, darling, you're so happy.
Oh, Jane, you're so wonderful. Jane, will you marry me?
Thank you so much. I love you.
Oh, darling. Darling.
Hey, Ritchie, what kind of a place is it? Look, the butler's kissing the maid.
Yes. I'm sorry, Senator, but with the servant situation the way it is, we have to allow them certain privileges. Now, as soon as they finish, we'll have dinner.
Now one of the most haunting song hits of this season. The title of it is Speak Low, and here's the way Kate sings it.
Speak low when you speak loud. Our summer day withers away. Too soon, too soon. like ships adrift, we're swept apart. Sea float, darling, sea float. Love is a spark lost in the dark. I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and long. Your gold and fine, we're laid, darling, we're laid. The curtain descends, everything ends. Oh, I wait, darling, I wait. Will you speak close to me? Speak close to me.
Recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.